This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, it's the Midday Show. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls here on Trey Turner as the Phillies slump to 25-31. Go to D.C. for a series tonight. But first, let's go out to the guest line here. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Big Time Baseball with Tony Gwynn, covering all things MLB, and unfortunately, it's a Phillies team here in Philadelphia not playing good baseball. John, how you doing today?
John.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Pretty good.
Well, John, we were better before the Phillies went to play the Mets, where they got beat up this week. John, what are you noticing with the Phillies? I mean, they had a great turnaround last year, but this feels like it's going to be even more of an uphill climb.
Well, I'm not sure I'm the right one to ask, because I had the Phillies winning that division going away. I thought they were great. I was at the WBC. One-third of that all-star lineup were Phillies. Turner was unstoppable. I'm not sure what happened to him. Obviously, they're playing poorly now. They are not good against the Mets over the last year. I'm not sure why. 5-17. So maybe it's something about that, because the Mets can't beat the Braves when it counts. So maybe there's something to that matchup. But this should be a much better team. Obviously, they miss Hoskins. Obviously, Harper missed some time. Suarez missed some time. They have had some injuries, but there really isn't a great excuse for this. No way they should be 25-31.
If you had to take a guess, what do you think is going on with Trey Turner right now?
Yeah, it might be the contract, and the new team, whether it's the environment or the pressure of the contract or some combination. If you recall, Albert Pujols was terrible his first month with the Angels. Sometimes that pressure of that contract can make a difference. I mean, Correa's not doing well, and he isn't in a new environment. He does have a new contract. Bogaerts has not been as good as he usually is. He's obviously chasing pitches that he did not chase before. He's not been good at all. He should be, and I'm sure you guys know this, having seen him with the Nats and the Dodgers, I mean, he should be a dynamic offensive player with this speed and power combination at shortstop that you rarely see. So, is it possible these WBC guys are tired or something? Because, I mean, none of them are really producing. Schwarber has not been good either. Realmuto has not been quite himself. And really, if you look up and down that lineup, only really Alonso is doing well. And, he was a backup on that team. He did not play that much. Could be WBC, could be World Series hangover. It's really stunning.
It is. It's a good word for it. Talking to John Heyman, Odyssey MLB insider here about the Phillies as they're 25-31. And John, one of the other issues they have besides some underperforming stars, like you mentioned with Schwarber and Turner, is their pitching just hasn't been good enough. Nola and Wheeler have been a little bit less. Nola a lot less, Wheeler a little bit less than what we expect. But 3, 4, and 5 in the rotation's rough. The Phillies don't even have a fifth starter right now. Is there a market yet? When do you think this trade market will start to move? Because the Phillies are, John, they're desperate for a pitcher right now, and the guys in the minors are either hurt or just not ready.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are going to be a lot of teams that are desperate for a starter, and not too many who are desperate to sell. The Brewers are not selling, from what I hear. I know that they're in first place, but hey, they sold Hader last year when they're in first place, so you never know. I checked with that. St. Louis has come out and said they're not selling. I cannot blame them. While they're tied for last, they're only 4.5, I believe, out right now. So The Central is where the pitchers are going to be, but I'm not sure which one of them is going to go, and it may only be one. I would say Bieber from the Guardians has a shot to be traded. Stroman, potentially, although Cubs spent a lot of money in the winter to give up, so I'm not sure he's going to be traded. Eduardo Rodriguez, Detroit has been surprisingly in the mix to this point, so not sure that just not a great trade market. Some of the teams who are out of it, like Oakland, have nobody that you'd want. And then the teams in the Central that are really not World Series contenders, at least we don't think so, you know, they got a chance to sneak in and sneak in with as a division winner with a playoff first-round bye. So, you know, I'm not sure who's going to sell. They need Nola to be much better than this. And normally the guys who are in their walk year, their platform year, they actually outperform, not underperform. And I do expect him to come on here at some point. And, Wheeler is obviously better than he's shown so far as well. I mean, they do have two co-aces, which should be a recipe for a very good step. But you're right about them being thin. Obviously, they're weak on the back end of that at this point.
You know, we've been out here for the last couple of days. We've been trying to figure out what to do with Kyle Schwarber. Move him down in the lineup. What if you were the manager of the Phillies, what would you do with Kyle Schwarber right now?
Oh, man. You know, I tell you to put him at leadoff to get pitches to hit, but, I mean, you want a guy who was hitting about 170 batting leadoff? I'm not sure. I'm not going to give up on Schwarber. You need him to be great to really do what you can do. He is a great hitter. I certainly keep playing him. I'm not going to bench him, maybe for – give him a day to think about it, rest, something, but not for very long. He has been good in the leadoff spot in the past. You know, maybe try that for a while. I don't know. But, you know, obviously you've got Turner. At this point, Turner just not performing. That's, to me, the biggest one. But Schwarber certainly in the 170 range, that's not good either.
Well, it is, and we're talking to Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman. John, you mentioned Aaron Nola there. There was a story ESPN had yesterday. Jeff Passan mentioned a GM kind of wondering if the Phillies, if things continue to be bad, would listen to offers on Nola. What do you think about that? A month from now, if the Phillies are still scuffling, John, do you think they would entertain the idea of a soft sell, or do you think they're just so committed after last year they wouldn't even entertain it? Because Nola's a free agent to be, as you mentioned.
Well, I'm sure there are GMs all over wondering about all sorts of pitchers on these underperforming teams. But the thing of it is, right now, a team that's one game over in the NL makes the playoffs, right? And that's the Pittsburgh Pirates. And does anyone really think the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be in the playoffs?
No.
Not to pick on them. But, I mean, right now the National League is just not as good as the American League. We've always thought that 16 out of 19 in the All-Star game for the American League was kind of a fluke, but now that we have a balanced schedule, we may be seeing that the American League is just better. I mean, look at the AL East. You got five teams over 500. AL West, you got four teams over 500. I mean, right now the NL is not very good. If I'm a GM, I'm wondering that too, but I really can't imagine the Phillies as a seller. If it takes two games over to be in the playoffs, I mean, are they really going to give up? I mean, I think someone's going to emerge, and it might take six games over to be a playoff team. But, I mean, you know, the Phillies should be able to get there, right? I mean, obviously teams have come back. We know about the Nats, but certainly a lot of teams have come back from the depths, the Braves, and had very good seasons. But certainly you can come back from the depths and have a mediocre season, which is what it's going to take in the National League. So I'm going to be shocked if they trade Aaron Nola.
John, we'll end with this, and I'm not necessarily saying this would be the Phillies, but what's your read on the Angels and Ohtani? I mean, maybe one of the great players we've ever seen, if he's a free agent to be, if they fall out of this, do you think they trade him, or are they going to keep him the whole way and hope?
Well, you never say never. I was told last week they will not be trading him, but, you know, it's easy to say that now. I mean, obviously, if they fall way out of it, maybe a consideration, but look, they were way out of it last year. They would have gotten a ton for him last year. They didn't do it. The owner really does not have a stomach for it. I saw Artie Moreno at the owner's meeting down in Palm Beach in February, and he was hell-bent on trying to keep this guy in any way that he can. So I think trading him, that would diminish their already low chances to keep him. I sorry to report that, and you never know. You don't want to. You want to give yourself an out to some degree, but I will be flabbergasted if they trade Ohtani. I just do not see that happening. But you know, they are in a tougher. They're in fourth place right now with a winning record, but I'm not seeing that as something that's likely. That one's about the ownership. He loves Ohtani, understandably, wants to try to keep him, doesn't want to be the guy who trades him away. So I'm going to put that one at 5% at low or lower.
Great stuff, John. We always appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. I'm sure we'll catch up soon. Thank you, John.
Have a good one.
All right. Always good talking to you guys. See you later, Joe and you.
There we go. John Heyman, Odyssey MLB Insider. Of course, the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Big Time Baseball with Tony Gwynn, covering all things MLB. So, Hugh.